Welcome to Buckets in the 503. I'm your host, Nawan Thompson. I'm here with my co-host, Curtis Williams.
Hey, what's going on? Special episode today. We got Nawan's son, Elijah Thompson, from Southridge High School. Welcome, Elijah, to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Elijah is coming with a decorated background, second team All-Metro last season, been to the Child Center's first 2 years of high school, ranked as one of the top 10 players in the class of 2027. Also played with Idaho Select this past summer at AAU on the Pro 16 Puma circuit, and also the big-time D1, D2 prospect in the area. So we're definitely excited to have him on the show. So for people who haven't seen you play yet, how would you describe your game?
I would say a true point guard who can set up his teammates, be able to get to the rim, shoots it pretty well at a high clip, and can get to the rim, get to the free throw line, stand my ground on defense.
And so when did basketball first become something serious for you?
I would say when I was probably like 6 years old was when I started really playing competitively. And just from there on, I've been taking it pretty serious.
Was there a certain moment in time that you remember at a young age that really got you into the sport and dedicated to it?
I would say around fourth grade is when I really started to like really take it serious, to a point where I started working out and started like really wanting to get better and seeing where I wanted to get to and taking steps to trying to get to that point, really.
What do you remember about your first real competitive game? Like, when was your first basketball game you remember?
First basketball game I remember is probably playing with my dad in first, second grade, when we just brought a bunch of my friends together and we just played, but we were killing dudes, just straight killing dudes. And then once we started playing up, that's when it got tougher. And then we started winning those games, and then it just became a like rippling effect where win some, lose some, but it was great competition all around, just playing with friends and getting better as well.
Was he one of those dads that like had a belt making you play basketball, or was he something you always wanted to do on your own?
Something I wanted to do on my own, but you know, he's like, if you're going to try something, you got to put 100% effort to it. So that's really what I try to live by.
The past couple of years, you've made huge jumps in your game. What do you think has changed most about your approach to the game of basketball?
It's just playing my role. You know, freshman year, I was more of a 3-and-D guy. Didn't have, we had two first-team all-league guys, so I was able to just space the court for them, be able to knock down shots when I get open. And then guarding the best guard on the floor, just being able to do that. And then last year, had more of a facilitating role, being able to set up our seniors and had the ball most of the time in my hands, but to set up. And I feel like this year I got to be able to do the same, as well as being able to score and then get out of that conditioning for defense as well.
Last year, you led the Metro League in assists, you know, really working on being a floor general out there, great assist to turnover ratios. But this year, you're going to have a different role for your team. So what specific parts of your game have you been focused on improving this offseason?
I would say making things easier on myself, scoring the basketball, not making everything so tough. I just feel like if I'm able to get a couple easy buckets, and then that opens up the three, and then get to the free throw line, just being able to get this many points per quarter, or just being able to get a couple easy ones. And then obviously there's going to be tough buckets throughout the game, but just being able to get it easy and then let them come to me.
What's your day-to-day training like? Do you have like a routine that you do on a weekly or daily basis?
It changes throughout every day. Monday, I'll probably shoot in the morning before school, and then after school, I'll go lift. And then I just listen to my body throughout the night, so I might shoot again, or I might just do some recovery stuff. And then that's the same Monday, Wednesday, and then Tuesday, Thursday, I'll probably shoot twice. And then Saturday, we run a mile, and we shoot and lift. And then Sunday's just shooting.
Okay. Well, who are some key players or trainers or mentors that you work with? Is there any like players that you train with, or trainers or mentors that you have in your life right now?
Trainers and mentors, I would say, is my dad and then Zeke Quinlan. And then players I train with on my team is probably Nico, Drew, and Ryder.
Are there any players that you've worked with during the off season to try and improve your game or try to get some tidbits from?
You saying like teammates or like
in general?
Just in general, just players in general, like, you know, any former college players, any current high school players that you've worked out with over the summer that you've learned some tidbits from?
Plays overseas, plays in the Dominican Republic. I worked out with Jesse. I just learned like playing out, picking roles and things like that from him, and being able to just create easy buckets, and anything that comes to me, just being able to play that way and really get an easy bucket, so that way when crunch time comes, you're just able to play that way.
What are some of your goals this season for yourself individually and your team at Southridge this year?
Individually, I'm going to be Metro League MVP, and I want to be top five in state of Oregon for regardless of class for player of the year. And then for Southridge, obviously winning Metro, and we want to be in that state championship game for sure.
How would you describe the chemistry and culture that you guys and your teammates have at Southridge?
I would say our chemistry is pretty high. I mean, for most of us, probably 5 to 6 of us have been playing together since we were little. So that chemistry is really there. And we've just been around each other basically our whole lives. And then adding in Ryder, which is a big, he fits right into our culture and our chemistry. So it's really well-rounded for us.
Yeah, as a team, you know, it is kind of crazy that most of you guys have been playing together since 4th, 5th grade, and now to be here at the varsity level to be able to play for a state championship is pretty special, even for us coaches on the staff. But with that, you know, there's a lot of games throughout the season. Southridge probably has one of the toughest preseason schedules out there in 6A. Who is someone on the calendar that you're looking forward to playing against, or is there an event that you're looking forward to playing in?
Event, I would say, is LSI, and a team is definitely Central Catholic that we got in December, early in the season.
And why Central Catholic? Is that a game that you have circled on your calendar?
Projecting number one team in the state. Got to beat the best to be the best.
Is there one area of your game that you want to improve on, or maybe college coaches can tell you need to improve on to take your game to the next level?
I would say just getting my shot off quicker, and obviously the defense side of the ball, off ball, on ball. Just defensively, just being more active, and also just getting my shot off quicker.
And this season, you know, you're going to take more of a leadership role. Southridge, you know, over the years, we lost the player of the year, Keenan Recamp, and first team Alonzo Hoff to graduation. And so this year you're going to step into that leadership role, probably played the most minutes out of anybody returning last year. How do you see your leadership role on and off the court for this team?
On the court, it's just being able to make sure that we know where we are. And, you know, if it's play calling, if it's matching up on defense, no matter what it is, I got to be the loudest guy on the team, so that make sure we're connected, because if we're not, it's on me regardless of the circumstance. And off the court, just being able to communicate like little things, like when practices, when to do things, when not to do things, what the right things are. And instead of just saying things, just being about it. So that's just for me.
What's one thing that people don't see behind the scenes that separates you from the competition?
I would say taking care of my body is something that other people don't see. Like towards the end of the week, it's hard to during the week with like school and then workouts after school. But like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm always getting in like ice chambers, red light therapy. I'm doing my leg compressions, just taking care of my body and like nutrition. Like I'm on a strict nutrition basis. So to take care of my body, it's a big thing for me.
What are some components of the nutrition?
I would just say like rice and chicken, Chipotle, just Jamba, just like strict fruits, like things like that.
How is your college recruiting stuff going right now? What type of schools have you been hearing from?
I've been hearing a little bit from PSU. I heard from Northern Colorado over the summer. Heard from Western Oregon quite a bit. I went to Eastern Washington camp. And yeah, little schools like that.
What are you looking for in a college program when it comes time? I mean, obviously you got 2 seasons left. What are you looking for?
A school that's really interested in me for my style of play, but also I like a team that's high paced and able to run, because I like to get out and run and then kick the ball up to my teammates for them to get easy buckets and push the pace, just things like that.
What do you want a college coach to know about you as a player and as a person?
As a person, I want a college coach to know that I'm like a joy to be around and that you can like trust me on and off the court. And then on the court, I want to be known as like a leader and being able to like lead my teammates and putting them in the right spots to be successful.
If you could play for any type of system or coach, what would that be? What would that look like for you?
I wouldn't say there's a specific coach, but like I said, I like to run the pace, push the pace, be able to get down court, you know, just be able to run, jump, that type of stuff.
Now, with that run jumping style, you know, a lot of kids like to say they like to play that fast, but conditioning goes into that, right? Being able to be in shape enough to play. What are you doing for your conditioning to get yourself ready for this season?
Like I said, taking care of my body is a big thing. And then, you know, I go and lift and things like that. But that's not just like for getting stronger wise. It's to improve my quickness, things like that, like little things. And like you got to improve quickness to be able to be faster. And then I run miles every Saturday. So I got to be able to get my mile time down so that way I'm able to be in condition for the season.
Just on Saturdays?
One time a week.
Oh, man, you got to crank that up. Every morning, bro, every morning. What's your ultimate goal for you on or off the court? Is there like a specific major you thought about doing or something you want to do it for a living outside of basketball?
As of right now, I'm just focused on basketball, honestly. Like, I haven't really thought that far yet.
I got a question for both of you since it is father-son. Do you guys... This was for Nawan and Elijah. How often do you guys talk basketball? Is that at home? Are you guys talking basketball at home? Or are you guys just taking breaks when you get home? Or how did you guys' conversations go?
We talk basketball a lot, man. We're a basketball family. You know, my cousin was two-time, you know, player of the year over at Montana. We have, you know, college coaches on the girls' side and Leda Shepherd. Larae Shepherd played. Nico Harris used to be at our house all the time, the current GM of the Dallas Mavericks. And so basketball is just kind of what our family does. We do talk about it a lot, but we also talk about life as well and different things, you know, making sure, you know, as a father first, making sure his grades are taken care of and he's doing his schoolwork and his homework and that sort of stuff. And then really, like you said, managing his body, making sure he's not doing too much. We kind of felt last season was probably too much basketball and probably did too much and body wore down a little bit because you're trying to do all the workouts and play all the games. And so, you know, now we're trying to kick back a little bit on the basketball side, not do as much and make sure we take care of the body a little bit more. But it is a lot of basketball at our house. Even his mom talks a lot of basketball. You know, she runs all the parent groups and all that stuff on the backside and all the little things that you don't see on the backside. So we are a basketball family. But, you know, once it's over, you know, it's over, we try and be a family and do our thing.
Give me one example of a time you guys got in a disagreement about basketball.
All the time, bro. In workouts, it could be something that I see that he doesn't see, or it can just be like on the court, like in a game, to where it's just like, I feel like I should do this, and he feels like I should do something different.
Give me something specific. Like, what's the example?
Today, I felt like on my shot, I thought it was right. Like, I thought my shot was high enough, but he always wants me to get it higher. He just feels like my lift and follow through should be higher when I think it's right in the right spot. Like, I'll make five in a row doing it my way, and then I'll miss two, and then he'll tell me to fix it when I just made five in a row, and then I get mad because I feel like I'm already doing it the right way.
Nawan, can you think of an example?
You know, back when he was younger, you know, one thing that I always do, if anybody knows me, is I record everything. And the reason why I record everything is because we do get into arguments about certain things. And so I want to make sure, like, okay, let's go back and look at the tape and see what's right or wrong. But, you know, and we're both super competitive, right? So we're going to argue about stuff all the time, but we know we're keeping each other in check. He's going to keep me in check as a coach, make sure I'm doing it correctly. And I'm keeping check as a player, make sure that he's on point. We always go back and look at the film to make sure, you know, we end up back on the same page. But something specific that I remember him as a kid, was probably what, fifth grade, maybe fifth, sixth grade, somewhere right around there, where, you know, I was trying to make him play all sorts of different positions. And I was like, hey, you know, go be the four now. And he was like, no, I'm a point guard. And I was like, what do you mean, no? Like, he's like, I'm a point guard. So I had to take him out the game, and we had a nice stern conversation about that. Like, you play the whole role of whatever coach is asking you to do. But he was very adamant about being a point guard. That's one thing that we probably got into it a lot over the years is, you know, sometimes I want him to shoot the ball a little bit more, and he's a pure point guard who likes to pass the rock. And that's been a hot topic of conversation for us. Just like, sometimes you got to go score the ball. But, you know, it's one of the reasons why his teammates always love him, because they know, you know, if they run the court hard, they're going to get the ball. And so that's, those are the, like, the little disagreements that we might have.
Naywan, in Oregon, Oregon currently is known for a lot of basketball dads in the current climate right now. Different from when we were growing up. A lot of times when I was growing up, a lot of us, you know, grew up with single moms and things like that. So it's a good thing to see a lot of parents involved in their kids' life. As you being a parent for one of the top players in the state, what is some advice you would give some other parents when it comes to being a basketball parent?
You know, I think it might be a little bit different for me, because I was coaching before Elijah was born. And so I think, you know, you got to separate the dads a little bit. There's dads who get into it because their kids are in it, and there's dads who've been in it, and it's just kind of what they do, right? Our staff here at Southridge has a lot of basketball dads on the staff, but we're all coached before we ever had kids. And so it's a little bit different for us. But the biggest thing I would say is, if your kid is playing on a team, you got to let that coach coach how they feel. If you don't like how that coach coaches, then move your kid to a different team or do it yourself. I know, you know, I did that over the years. If I didn't like the way a coach was doing it, by the end of the season, I just kind of took over and did it myself until we found a program that we felt that could, that was good enough coach to go coach your kid. And so, you know, there's no need to get into it with the coach right then and there or anything like that. If you don't like, you know, the program or disagree with how the coach is doing stuff, then you got to do that stuff behind closed doors and not in the crowd and yelling the whole time and trying to be crazy in the stands or, you know, trying to fight the coach and that sort of stuff. So that's the biggest thing for me. You know, I've been a coach. I've coached a lot of kids. I've coached coaches' kids. And that's the respect that I'd always want. So that's why I try to give whatever coach is coaching my son.
For me, it's, you know, I don't know, people understand that, like, high school coaches, you know, usually make like $8,000 to $10,000 a year. So it's like, typically you're losing money whether you're doing a high school or AU. So, I mean, it's always grateful. Even if people, if you disagree with them, you should always be thankful for them giving back their time and et cetera, things like that. So now we're going to get into some fun rapid fire questions, Elijah. Just quick little answers. Who's your favorite NBA player, and who do you model your game after? Could be two different answers.
Favorite NBA player currently is, I would say, Damian Lillard. And someone I model my game after is also Damian Lillard, but I like to get to the free throw line like Shai Gilgeous.
One comparison that I heard that, you know, now starting to resonate a little bit, that I heard when you were MVP of the, which tournament was that? Anyways, during the summertime.
Oh, big, was it Big Stage?
Yeah, the Big Stage tournament. Director there said Jason Kidd, who, you know, passed the ball really well, rebounds, assists, probably doesn't shoot it like you, but, you know, you are starting to fill up the stat sheet a little bit. So Jason Kidd's one to kind of look out for as you keep filling the stat sheets.
What's a go-to pregame meal or snack?
Go-to pregame meal is a Jamba Bowl and a Jamba drink every game.
Who's on your playlist? What do you like to listen to pregame? Pregame music.
Oh, pregame. Pregame music. I'll go either J. Cole, Drake, or Thames.
Follow up to that. Can we in practice stop playing the slow jams in the middle of practice?
I mean, am not on aux during practice.
That kind of kills the vibe, so I just want to put that out.
I'm not on aux in
practice. Also, side note, Elijah's a huge fan of Love Island. Well, I didn't ask what his favorite TV show was, but I know it's the Southridge loves watching Love Island. What's the favorite high school gym or any gym that you've ever played in?
Say my own. Favorite gym to play in is my own.
Southridge?
Yeah, Southridge. Got to hold it down here.
The cage.
For those of you on the other side of the river, they call it the cage. Teammates who make you laugh the most?
I would say Nico Kalish for sure.
Nico, all right. One word that describes the mindset that describes your mindset going into 2025 and 26 season.
One word?
One word.
Dog.
Dog. Not a lot of dogs out here on this side of the river, so that'll definitely set you apart.
Yeah, so looking at, you know, the schedule going into it, so, you know, first game of the season, probably Wells. Looking at a possible 12th and Centennial matchup with Jamai Lake over there, the top guard of the 2026 class. And then right after that, you go and play Camas with Ethan Harris, top player probably in the Pacific Northwest right now, just committed to Iowa. You go to Arizona for two games down there, play the 5A state champs down there. Then you play a very veteran-heavy team in Lake Oswego. Then you go off and play the favorites for 6A this year in Central Catholic, and then head to LSI for four games there. With that type of schedule, what do you believe your preseason going once you get into league? And mind you, you play Barlow after the LSI as well. So before you even get into league play, what do you think the record would be for Southridge?
You know, the goal is to obviously, like, win as much as possible. But with a tough schedule like that, you know, it's like I've come to realize that in December, it's not a big deal about what your record is. It's how you play in March. And with that, it's like you got to be able to hold it down. And I feel like with a preseason, like a tough preseason schedule like that, you got to be able to learn from your losses when you take them and not just sulk over them. Because when you lose in preseason, then you take care of business in league. And then once you get to playoffs, you got to be prepared. It's like when you have an easy preseason schedule and then league's easy, it's hard to perform in playoff time. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough 12-game stretch to start the season, but definitely can prepare you guys for the Child Center. If you were to make it, I know you guys have a knack to get in the Child Center. I know you guys have got some obstacles you want to overcome. Win some games at the Child Center this year, so I definitely – good luck to you guys, unless you're playing Vincent High School. But other than that, we're pushing for you guys this year.
One final question for the two of you. Benson versus Southridge, MLK Day Classic, January 19th. Curtis, what's the spread on that game?
The spread. Obviously, you know, injuries can play a part. We don't know who's going to be injured or anything like that. But I will say this. I think if Elijah's under 20 points, we win. If he's over 20 points, they have a good chance to win. And so that's what I'd say. I think we're going to shock a lot of people this year. So it's a big game, MLK Day. I think it would probably be either Lincoln or Franklin High School. So it's kind of a neutral game. So definitely looking forward to it. I know our kids are trying to feel like they've gotten better since last year we played you guys, so they're excited about it. What do you think, Elijah?
You know what happened last year? You said the same thing last year. Is I mean, I was under 20 last year.
Hey, different team.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we appreciate you coming on the pod. Good luck this season. You know, we know we'll be in the gym. So, you know, it's always fun to have a son who loves the game as much as I do. Hopefully other people get to experience that throughout their time. But we appreciate you coming on the pod, and good luck this season.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming on. Good luck this season.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
And as always, stay locked in, stay blessed, and we'll see you next time on Buckets in the 503.